You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Kimberly Burrows is a blind abstract expressionist artist who recently collaborated with Warehouse to create a line of occasion wear. She's here today to talk about the latest issue of Vogue, which she'll be buying for the first time as it's available in audio formats and braille for the very first time in the magazine's 107-year history. The issue is titled Reframing Fashion and was created in collaboration with RNIB and Tilting the Lens, and it features interviews and portraits of 19 disabled creatives, celebrities, sportspeople and activists. Hi Kimberly, thanks so much for joining us. So before we start talking about this issue of Vogue, can you give us some background on your art and fashion career?
So I am a blind artist. I have been painting for 2.5 years now. My practice was born out of losing my sight. I lost all of my sight in 2018 when I was studying to do a BA in illustration, and I could no longer see to draw and finish doing my degree in that regard. So turned to painting as an art therapy tool to process everything that had happened to me. I began to share those paintings in the pandemic, in lockdown, and from that I had such a lovely response from my friends, from family, and from Warehouse, who reached out to me and wanted to turn those paintings into a series of clothes. And I absolutely jumped at the chance to work with them because I have bought pieces from them before. And it just felt like such a celebration of where my journey began, which was actually quite a dark place. And to turn those and reframe them into something much more beautiful and to celebrate that journey, you know, for beautiful women to wear them. And, you know, people would tag me in those posts and say, you know, I've worn this dress to a party, to a wedding, to a graduation ceremony. And that meant a lot to me because I remember making those paintings in my little flat in Leeds when I was really struggling. And yes, now I'm doing my master's degree at the Royal College of Art. Nearly finished, actually. I'm working towards my final degree show and finishing up my dissertation. And my next steps now are I have been voted in as the student president. So that will be the next year of my life that I will be the student president of the Student Union of the Royal College of Art. And it will be my first paid job. I'm very excited.
So you're not only a blind person that creates and enjoys visual art, but as you said, you've helped to create fashion. What do you think is a misconception that people have had about how blind people engage with fashion?
People tend to overlook that disabled people are talented, they're fashionable and confident. And I think especially with this issue of British Vogue, it breaks down those stereotypes and proves that disability is not something to be hidden or ashamed of, but rather celebrated and embraced. And as a blind artist with a strong interest in beauty and fashion, this is really encouraging and refreshing. It sends such a powerful message that everyone deserves to be seen and celebrated for who they are. And it's such an important step, I feel, that we need more diversity and inclusivity in fashion and beauty in the future. And I think the response from readers has been so overwhelmingly positive too. So I think it's like a two-way thing. You know, not only has the magazine itself wanted to take that step forward, but I think the response from the public has been really positive as well, you know, showing that we really need things like this, not just now, but, you know, continuing forward. You know, we are people who enjoy fashion and beauty. It's not going away. We are here and we will continue to be here. These are our stories and they deserve to be celebrated with dignity and respect.
And you're going to be buying Vogue for the first time as it's available in Braille. How does it feel to have Vogue available in an accessible format, and why are you excited about being able to engage with it?
I think for me, I'm very excited to have Vogue in Braille because even though the digital version is available, there is something very special about holding a copy of a magazine in your hand and being able to read it yourself. and having control over that situation and variables in the environment, and reading at your own speed rather than just listening and, you know, enjoying with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. But there's nothing quite like having control over your own literacy. And yeah, Braille is a really powerful tool to accessing information. Even though we do have digital formats now, I think that, yeah, there's nothing quite like being able to read on your own. And we need to keep holding on to Braille. It is just such a powerful way for us to access information, I think.
Again, as both a reader and a disabled creative, what are you hoping for the future of Vogue and arts and fashion-related media more generally? What are you hoping this edition will lead to?
I think that by British Vogue dedicating an entire issue to celebrating disability, it has the potential to challenge societal norms and to increase awareness and understanding of disability and promote greater inclusivity in the fashion and media industries. And it's such a good feeling for myself and for others to be represented as glamorous, beautiful, and powerful. There is true value to this. And, you know, it shouldn't just stop with this issue. It needs to continue. It needs to become the norm. Yeah, I hope that we can continue to challenge the perceptions of disability and to encourage conversations with kindness and empathy.
Where can people see your art, Kimberly, and keep updated with all of the exciting things you've got going on?
So you can find me on Instagram. I'm Kimberly Burrows Art. I am working on my website currently, which will be kimberlyburrows.com. I've just completed a show, which was very exciting. I was exhibiting up in Hackney, Core Arts, and then I'll be exhibiting my graduate show, which will be at the Royal College of Arts Battersea campus from the 28th of June until early July. And yeah, then I will be the student president of the Royal College of Art, which is very exciting too.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, artist Kimberly Burrows, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.